Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. Hey, Wesley, if somebody's listening and they can't listen to all the show, but they want to listen to Today's Issues,
No, it's just too bad.
Is that right?
It's too bad. It's
unfortunate. We have podcasting.
Yeah, we do.
It's a brand new world out there, people. Podcasting. How do they listen to the show if they can't listen?
For those that are not tech savvy, it is too bad. But for those for those that want to learn something new, or maybe are familiar with smart devices, smartphones, iPads, computers, things like that, then you can go to AFR.net. AFR.net. There you can stream the audio live of the same audio, same radio that you get from a terrestrial station or from your radio box. Also, too, there we have our there's a lot there. You got our lineups, so you'll be able to see when the other programs are throughout the day, but also we podcast and archive both this program and other programs as well. So all of our radio contents at AFR.net. Also, you can download the app. Download the AFR app, and you can listen 24/7 in any location. So if you run out of signal from your car or from your radio, you can pull up the app and you can continue to listen beyond the end of the radio signal. So,
good deal.
Yes, sir.
Call podcasting, and we have. I think I checked the numbers that were sent to me. We had 130,000 downloads of this show last month.
Mm-hmm. That's just today's issue.
The podcast.
That's right.
Yeah, that didn't include Trivia Friday. And so anyway, we're very, very pleased with those numbers. Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. I have discovered that my smartphone is only as smart as I happen to be at the moment. There's so many things I try to do with my phone that don't work.
Right. Or you don't know how to work?
So my smartphone... I might have an issue with the title smartphone. I'm not that smart.
Hey, I'm looking at all four of our phones here, and
all got them out.
I think everybody's thankful for the OtterBox.
Yes, yes, it has saved my phone. Which is a case that you put your phone in that's pretty much drop proof.
So, OtterBox has saves my phone at least once a week.
Absolutely.
from just destruction because I drop it or it falls off the table or
yep.
Yeah, I bet we could get OtterBox to sponsor AFA.
Really?
Why not? We're giving them a whole lot of free press right now.
Well, I'm just saying it works. There may be other products that are similar. I'm sure there are, but there's these definitely protect your phone. All right, Steve, good morning again
good
to
morning.
You. What's on your agenda this morning?
There's a lot of political stuff to get to, but I wanted to start with this because you think Hunter Biden had a bad day when he left his laptop off at the computer repair place and never picked it up?
That was a bad day.
Was a bad day. Well, this guy, his name is Howells.
Like at the moon?
Yeah, just like that. I'm trying to see if they give his first name in here. But James Howells, 39 years old, he accidentally threw away his hard drive, which had $520 million worth of Bitcoin on it.
What?
And now it's gone.
Oh, man. I'm not sure. What can you say to the brother?
Well, he's
now... Let's go to lunch.
He is now spending millions of dollars to go through the landfill to try to see if he can recover it, but...
Oh, my.
Yikes.
was he drinking?
I don't know. I don't know if...
On drugs?
I would say I was drinking.
Yeah,
on drugs?
Right.
No, I... Huh?
Or on drugs?
I wouldn't say I just did it because I'm Dom.
It just says he accidentally threw out the hard drive containing his Bitcoin stash.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions right there.
I want to hear everybody's Bitcoin, how does that own? So you don't get that like on a
You don't want to get into that.
I just wanted to get everybody's reaction.
Yeah, no, I don't.
How does that work? Somebody explain.
Listen, I got a couple friends that do that, but
I could, but it would take you more time than we have.
Yeah, that's what.
I tried a little bit, dabble in that a little bit, but it's too much. Yeah, to each his own, but it's too much work. I just said I can't keep up with all this stuff. Just. If I'm going to invest, I'm going to go in the stock market.
I was joking, but is there a simple way to describe why, if it's on his drive, it's not like on a card or in a bank somewhere?
Because it's like computer generated.
It's a virtual token that you have on your computer.
It's not even
real. Like cash. It's not real, but it is valued real.
So it's not cloud, though.
No, it's on a device.
That's the point.
It's like you put cash in your wallet.
It'd be like tossing your wallet out by accident.
Yeah, with $520 million in the
wallet. So it's like keeping money in your mattress.
Just about. Well, as long as you don't.
And the house burns down.
What's his name? I bet he didn't tell everybody what lake it's in.
Right. His name is, Finders Keepers. His name is James Howells.
And what happened? Where did James toss it? It's a landfill.
It's in a landfill. So he tossed it in the garbage. And
how big is the landfill?
Big enough that he's spending.
We're having too much fun.
Several million dollars to have them excavate the landfill. I wouldn't want that job.
Oh, bless him. I don't know. I feel bad for him.
Who's going to be the first to tell him that's a lost cause?
Yeah, I don't know.
And learn.
Honey, I had a retirement all figured out.
$500 million.
You got to go back to work.
Can you get insurance?
That's a
that?
Pretty big live and learn.
I've got questions.
Do I? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you believe him? Do you think he's making this up? Let me see that story.
Let me see that story.
That's why I brought it in. I figured it would.
It's a British man.
Yes.
British man has five figures. A British man has fired a.
I'm
sorry. That was uncalled for. That was uncalled for as an American.
You get extra points if you could read the story.
I should not be saying that about our British people who think they're smarter than we are. But Howells assembled a team to carry out a $13 million excavation of the landfill, which would take between 18 and 36 months to carry out. So you're going to have weather hitting down on that. Anyway, I don't know what to say to that, except, you know, you heard the old expression, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put all your Bitcoin on one computer.
That's for sure.
There you go.
That's a fable. Go ahead. Next story.
All right. There's been a clip going around of Bill Clinton, who's been campaigning. We think he's trying to campaign for Kamala Harris, but he ends up campaigning for Donald Trump in this particular instance. So he was talking. He was at a garden gathering, and he was talking with the people. And what's going around is him saying that if everybody had been vetted at the border, then Laken Riley, the Georgia girl that was murdered by an illegal alien, would not have lost her life. He doesn't mention Lincoln by name, but we figured there had to be some context, right? He wouldn't just say, hey, Biden did a terrible job and killed Laken Riley, which he did. So we wanted to play you, if you've heard that, we're not going to play both of them. I want to play the long clip, and embedded in this long clip is what everybody's listening to. But this will give you some context, and we talked a little bit about it this morning. Even the context doesn't seem to make it any better. Let's listen to cut two.
And on the immigration thing, she's the only candidate who has actually endorsed a bill that would hold down immigration in any given year to a certain point, and then make sure we gave people a decent place to live. We didn't divide people from their children. And we did total vetting before people got in. Trump killed the bill. Why? You had a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? They made an ad about a young woman who'd been killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened. But if they're all properly vetted and that doesn't happen, and America is not having enough babies to keep our population up, so we need immigrants that have been vetted to do work.
I'm Donald Trump, and I endorse this message.
Man, he talks like I do when I got a crick in my neck. Is he okay?
Yes, he's just getting old.
Just his voice is getting very weak.
Yeah.
Well, but you're right. That was a backhanded endorsement of Trump.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right there.
You have to understand the timeline. The timeline is he goes to the Democrat talking point about this bill would have been a great thing for immigration. But then he refers to the Georgia student.
Yeah.
The man who has been arrested is in the country illegally. He's from Venezuela. He came into this country long before the bill was ever even thought about. Mm-hmm. So he condemns...
Under a very open border policy.
The vetting that was going on under Biden, under Joe Biden. He says the vetting was terrible, and that's what allowed this illegal from Venezuela into this country.
Excuse me for saying it like this. What Bill Clinton right there said about vetting is idiotic. Mm-hmm. What do I mean by that? You don't vet 10 million people.
No.
Walking across a border with a backpack and a, you don't vet. What are you going to ask them? Hey, what's your name? Where are you from? Can we get some background history on you? That's a joke.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Why would we expect them? They're not carrying any detailed paperwork. Why would we expect them to tell the truth when they arrive at the border?
The big.
I know that's just silly. That's mm-hmm. just for a former president to say we should have vetted 10 million people and maybe Lincoln Riley wouldn't have died. Mm. It's just anyway. I don't know. He needs to go back to the pasture.
We mentioned this in the first hour, and that's that the problem at the border. The allowing of the surge, so to speak, or in the invasion, that's the proper usage or wordage at this point on year four of the Biden administration. The invasion that has taken place into our country by those that are coming here illegally is a loser for the mm-hmm. Democrats. There's no way. The only way, I don't think there is a way. Fred, let me ask you, do you think even if they were hypothetically to say, we blew it, we got this one wrong, we tried it our way, we tried it this way, and it didn't work, so now we're going to reverse it. Even if they did that, don't you think it's too far gone? It's just the issue altogether that I think do you think that would even work? Do you think it's too far gone for them to do anything that can...
The conservative estimate right now is 15 million have mm-hmm. come into the country. The conservative estimate that there's 300, 400 that from the terror list mm-hmm. that are wandering around in this country right now. No, the damage from what Biden and the Harris administration has done is going to be felt for years.
So don't you think, though, politically speaking, they would be better to avoid the topic altogether? I know it's hard to do. I just think I'm trying to come at this politically from every angle to try to figure out how they can overcome this disaster. And I'm not seeing any angle, even trying to be as objective as possible, that they can overcome the damage that they've done. I'm talking about to get elected.
Yeah.
You just understand the problem here? I mean, everywhere you look at it.
The results of their policies are unfolding.
That's right.
Day by day.
That's right, yes.
Venezuelan gangs in Colorado.
Yes.
Basically breaking into apartments.
And there's no answer any way you look at it.
Terrorizing people. You know, the other night, J.D. Vance was being interviewed by Martha Raddatz.
Yep.
Remember, we dealt with this story yesterday. Mm-hmm. Martha Raddatz says, well, it's only a few Venezuelan
gangs. That's right.
Gangs.
That's what she said, just a few.
And he looks at her and he says, are you listening to yourself?
He asked her that.
Are you listening to yourself? It's only a few Venezuelan gangs. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not happening at Martha Raddatz's house, but it is happening to these poor folks in these apartment buildings in Aurora, Colorado.
That's a problem.
All right, next story, Steve.
All right, speaking of immigration, you know, the big issue that Democrats seem to have with the Trump border policy was that they say separated parents and children or children from adults.
Like Barack Obama did.
Like Barack Obama did, and like you're supposed to send the kid to jail with the illegal that crosses or the trafficker that crosses. But listen, Republicans have nothing on Democrats when it comes to separating children from parents. They're considering right now in federal law a rule that says if you are part of the foster system, you can only foster kids if you affirm their delusions that they want to be another gender. Mm. Otherwise, you can't foster kids, which is bad enough. But according to Alex Roque, who runs, who speaks for HHS, this was on an HHS website. He says, families' rejection of a child's gender identity cannot be dismissed as a personal view if they're denying them food or denying them access to school or denying them other things. There would be headlines. There would be prosecutions. HHS is talking about taking kids away from parents if the parents don't allow the kid to transition. This view is being kind of backed up by a lady named Bernadette Boyles, who's the president and general counsel of the Child and Parental Rights Campaign. She says parents in a handful of states have already sounded the alarm, claiming local authorities have deemed the parents unfit guardians for refusing to allow their kids to undergo gender transition. She says an uptick in families that are having their custody of their child being taken away, investigated, or disrupted because they believe in biological reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's already happening to a certain extent in various jurisdictions, California being one. California says, no, the parents don't have a right to know. The biological parents don't have a right to know what's happening with their kids. And we're going to deal with it ourselves.
That's going to be, that's federal government you're talking about?
No.
HHS. Well,
yeah, that's HHS.
HHS is doing the foster system, but they're using it as an excuse. The federal government, HHS is saying that there will be prosecutions. Local governments have already
started. I'm just saying, if you do that in a red state, and you're going to have some violence take place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would think.
Yeah. Am I right?
But that's been the thinking of the Democratic Party for a long time. It's Hillary Clinton's It Takes a Village. That came from a mindset that the state knows best how to raise your children.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I know they want to do that, and I think if Harris is elected president, they'll try to push that.
Absolutely.
Stuff, but you're going to get massive resistance from.
I would hope.
You are. If you start trying to do that in red states. I'm talking about the feds come in and say to people who live in red – blue states – the individuals are going to resist if you have the HHS. What we're talking about here is coming into a home, HHS, Health and Human Services, and say, we're taking your 15-year-old away from you because you won't give them gender transition.
Right.
Surgery, right?
Or
your parents.
Or chemicals or binders or whatever.
I don't think that's going to happen. All right.
They're apparently trying, though.
But they would if they could, but I don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, go on to the next story.
All right. I wanted to talk. Greg Gutfeld has got a very interesting take on a number of things. He's a comedian that's on Fox's The Five, has his own show as well. But he's conservative. He's not a Christian, but he's very respectful of Christianity, and he is pro-life. He's pro-life to the core. And he was talking about the Catholic vote. There's a certain percentage of Catholics that kind of consistently vote Democrat. And they complain part of the reason he's hearing that they don't want to vote for Donald Trump is because he's just not a nice person, right? They don't like his character. Well, listen to what he has to say. Cut 13.
If you are a Catholic and you are upset about Donald Trump's character, and yet you are okay with voting for a person who wants abortion on demand, you're worse. I'm sorry, you're worse. And I'm not I'm just saying from when you analyze the beliefs of a Catholic being pro-life, you have no stance at all. if you are okay with abortion. You can't say, oh, Trump has a lousy character. No, you got no character. You have none.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty. Hey, he's right. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Abortion is the taking of a human life. It is murder. That's what it is. And yes, we always say if a young woman has done that in the past, there is forgiveness in Jesus Christ. No question about that. But when a government advocates for the right of a person to take the life of an innocent baby, that is absolutely ungodly. And most serious Catholics take a strong pro-life stand. They do.
Yes, that's true.
And his passion on this particular issue, I share with it 100%. And that's one thing.
Gut feels.
Yeah. And the reason is because I've never, just like him, I've never been able to reconcile. It's one thing. I don't agree with staying home and not voting, okay? I think you should exercise your right to vote. However, I understand from someone who doesn't want to get involved in dirty politics to stay home, but it's another thing to get involved with the other side.
Yes.
If you're a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the argument. If you're a Catholic.
Right, you can't.
You can't. It's one thing for a Catholic to say, I don't like Trump, I don't like his attitude, whatever, I'm not going to vote. If you say there's no good
candidate
and stay home, that's fine. But as a Catholic, which is his passionate position, you can't purposely vote for the Democratic platform knowing that their position on abortion.
Yeah. Go ahead, Steve.
All right, let's end with this. Regis Philbin, the former talk host who went to his reward in 2020, has come back from the grave. And he just got tired of – he missed hosting the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Remember that one where they got a choice of four things? Well, he got Tim Walz to come on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And this was one of the questions that they asked. Cut 14.
All right, Tim, here's your question. Which of the following things you've said is a lie? You were in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square protests. You retired as a command sergeant major. You carried weapons in a combat zone. You have children via in vitro fertilization. I'm sorry, Tim, but all of these are lies.
That's pretty brutal.
Courtesy of the Daily Meme.
How did they get Regis Philbin? Must be an impersonator or AI.
AI.
Yeah.
Can be done.
Can his family get royalties off AI imagery of
or a lawsuit? I don't think they can do a lawsuit because he's kind of a public figure, but I don't know about royalties.
Yeah. Anyway, so what they're pointing out there is that Governor Walz has told whoppers on all four of those things, right?
Yes.
Very much so.
Yes.
All right. We are out of time for the program today. Thank you for listening.
We've talked a good bit about the election coming up, so just remember to go visit iVoterGuide.com. iVoterGuide.com.
And we got 3 weeks until the election, and you heard what Alex McFarland said last half hour, that we do need to lift that up in prayer.
And vote early if you can.
Yeah, vote early and often. Wait, did I?
Bring Regis
Philbin
with
think,
you.
I don't think that was. I think you crossed wires there. I don't think that's what you were trying to, early and often.
Sorry, I didn't mean it like it sounded. No. All right, so we're out of time. Thanks to Fred, Wesley, Steve, Chris, Alex, and Brent Creeley.
Like it or not, we'll be doing it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be back here tomorrow. So have a good day, everybody.